Let's ask one more question or make one more point about this idea of temptation and fall. If there are some additional comments on what we've already said, we can use them as part of an answer to this. This is a statement that I would like to present to you. The Bible exposes naturalism. We've touched on this worldview or idea earlier this week. It exposes naturalism as a deficient worldview regarding sin. The natural viewpoint, the naturalism viewpoint says, the stuff you see is all there is. And I'd like to turn you to a verse in Philippians 3. Philippians chapter 3. If we understand the true account of the temptation and fall of mankind, we will view ourselves differently. And unbelievers who reject this idea of temptation and fall, they view themselves with a certain worldview as well. Philippians chapter 3, just a phrase. There are other places we could go to find similar thoughts, but just a phrase in verse 19. Verse 18, it says that these are enemies of the cross of Christ. And in Philippians 3:19, it says in the middle, whose God is their belly. It means that their natural appetites, their natural choices became their God. And you will be told, we are told, that if it's natural, if you desire it, it can't be wrong. This is what Eve and Adam fell for as well. Part of this temptation was, it's something that will improve your life. Well, Eve looked at it, and it's desirable. It's attractive. It must be right for me. And if we don't uphold the doctrine of the temptation and the fall of mankind and the effects of sinfulness on the human race, that God designed for one thing and what sin has done to that human race instead, and if we don't realize that there is, we talked about the spirit and the soul and the responsibility that God to God as a creator and the eternal part of our being, if we think that our natural desires, our natural choices, our natural interests are all there are, then we will be in this category. Whose God is our belly? Our appetites, our choices, our interests, our lusts, the things that seem attractive to us. And that's what we will be told. And we will fall for that if we fail to uphold the teaching of Genesis chapter 3. Are there any comments on that as a principle? Or on some of the other things that we've had so far in Genesis 3. Brian?
From what we have in Genesis 3, we have at the first verse, the Lord God. Now, Lord is the name, his title of relationship. God is his title of creator. So when Lord God is addressed, that's when he is dealing with his relationship with his creature. But when Satan addresses the woman, it is God, and only as God. He's not bringing out the relationship that we should have with him. But then when we have the voice, it is the voice of the Lord God. He wants to come back to us and bring us back into relationship with him.
Brian.
I see in the second part, yes, you want it recorded. I see in the second part a deficient worldview regarding sin. And in other words, naturalism would not explain why man is so evil. Why he
evil. It can't be evil because it's natural.
Yeah, yeah. It's just natural. And yet, you know, what if somebody wants to throw boiling water on you? They have a desire to throw boiling water on you. Well, that's not good. But who's going to say it's not good? You see what I mean? So, whereas the Bible fits, the truth of the Bible fits into real life. But man's ideas don't even fit in the real world.
Just one more thing on temptation that all of us sort of face, but we always, our natural instinct is always to want more than what we currently have. Like, and you know, in Timothy it says that godliness with contentment with godliness is great gain. And I think that what happens is that in the place where Adam and Eve were, they already had a lot of power. He had given them dominion over the entire garden. So it's like we're already kings in our own world in a way, and then now Satan comes and says, well, you're a king, but now be a god. You know, so it's like we always want more than what we want, than what we already have, and that puts us into a lot of horrible situations, even, you know, let's say money or whatever it might be, because we'll always overspend. Our natural instinct is to overspend, like credit cards and all sorts of things. That's how we are as our natural persons are. So I think that a key point to bring out is that for us to be as Christians and as those children of God to be content with what God has given us. And then I think that would resist temptation because of the fact that with the temptation is always the fact that I want more. So if I'm happy with what I have, there's no temptation to want more for anything else.
Yeah. Very good.
Also on the temptation, I didn't bring out before, but it's just that we see also from the New Testament in 1 Timothy chapter 2, where it's spoken about the fall, and here, disorder is also a component of to fall into temptation. Disorder. So we see today that the world wants to reverse the order that God has instituted. It was man. Man had the direct command from God to not touch of, not touch. I'm sorry. I'm also distorting the word, to not eat of the fruit. Man had the order directly from God to do that, the command. And we see that it was Eve, and then after man. So the role were reversed. So for us today as believers, we see that the society wants to reverse the roles, which is disorder, which will bring a lot of problem also. So,
good. Yeah.
A thought just comes to my mind as you mentioned this, is that it's interesting that God initially instructed the man with the command. And then we would have to assume that the man related to his wife. I mean, I would assume that. It speaks to me that mm-hmm. you have a bunch of young men in here, and mm-hmm. you know, some of us are married, that it is important for us to stay close to the Lord, to get from the Lord what we ourselves need. But then when we get it from the Lord, it is my responsibility to pass it on to my wife and family. I think that's something that I can draw from here. It's really a man, we need to be really prepared to spend time with the Lord. And when you're young, you have a lot more time than when you get older. So this is a time we need to really develop the knowledge base, to get into the scriptures, and to develop that ear to get from the Lord to pass on to your wife and ultimately your children.
Very good.